Alrighty. Welcome to episode 17 of Revival, a Dungeons & Dragons real play podcast.
Yes, sir. Basically, in between last episode and this episode, during the car ride back to the congregation, these guys, we had everybody get together and actually concoct a little bit of a plan to go after Michael.
Before we get to that, we got some feedback for Jerry's show.
Oh, we finally got questions. So the way that this works, if y'all want to have your questions read by the characters in character, Tab, please tell them where they can send their questions.
You can send your questions either through Twitter, the Discord, or you can send an email to letmetellyouabout@gmail.com. That's Let Me Tell You About with three T's. It's three T's.
So the rules being that as you are, as you're speaking from the perspective of a viewer of the show, if any part of your question has information that the viewers of the show wouldn't know, we're just like, we're not gonna answer them in character, because that could lead to some like shenanigans.
Yeah, so we can't like have plot holes created from these questions.
Yes, yeah, right, so right. Just remember, like, you're asking questions as if you were watching Jerry's show. So you things like aside conversations that Jerry wouldn't have been listening to not things that you can ask about.
Right.
So like that time when Elias was talking to Red on the radio and didn't tell anybody about it. Yeah, that's one that you probably can't ask about.
I still don't know what happened there.
I mean, we're not trying to bully you into like super strictness here, because we really do appreciate it. But
yeah, yeah, it's just we can't, like, you can't have Jerry read off questions about something that nobody else knows happened.
Yeah. So like, as much as I'd want to answer a question in character as Elias, I can't do it because it wouldn't be in character if he wouldn't be able to have received a question like that.
Yeah, yeah. So, all right. So who is this little question from then?
All right, so I'm in the car. I'm just going to like perk up and be like, oh my goodness, I actually have fan mail for once. Zep, has this ever happened? Oh, whatever. I'm just going to read. I'm so excited. All right, so this comes to us from Large Hat Logan of the Philadelphia Artificers Guild. And he says, I had some questions for the group to be answered. Preferably on Jerry's show. That's the only place it can be answered. The first question is for Patton. And that is, Patton, do you have any advice for up-and-coming artificers just starting out?
My advice for a young artificer is to broaden, you know, look at several things. Don't, like, just because you hear all the hot news about the specific type of, you know, some type of doodad, Don't focus all your time on that. Look, get experience in everything, and eventually something will click, and you'll realize, like, this is what I want to do. This is my area of expertise.
Was your advice not just come up with a catchy name for every product you make? I assume.
I mean, that goes without saying. That's the most obvious thing you need to do as an inventor.
I'd call that Artificers 101.
If you can't think of a funny name, what are you even doing? Go be a biologist or something.
Excuse you?
Anyway, excuse our next you? Question.
All right, I think I got this one. I've been curious about this one myself. This one is for our favorite orcish cowboy friend, John. He says, John, I am curious what kind of whiskey you drink and also where you get it from.
Oh, well,
I thought it was all apple like juice, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I do too. Like to look for the best kind of whiskey out there. You know, I do try to grab the high quality stuff. I pick it up from, you know, from here and there. You know, I just, when I see some good whiskey, I buy it. You know, it's all good stuff.
Is he, like, sneaking off to a refinery we don't know about?
I think he's, I don't want to ask.
Today's podcast brought to you by Johnny Walker Black Label.
He got more of it while we were on that train. Did he make a refinery in one of those empty train cars?
I don't know where he gets it. Maybe he prays for it or something. I don't want any of that.
If that works, I'm converting.
Hey, no drinking on the job.
Yep. This is fun, though. Send in more. Send
in questions, please.
Do it.
Do it. So, you guys are driving back in to the town, and, you know, you head on back to where you last saw Lazarus. He's sitting on the stairs of that big old cathedral with a little bit of a stern look on his face. He looks up at the car as you guys drive by and, like, just looks at you. Anybody getting out of the car, are you just going to sit in the car and stare at him?
Elias is sitting there waiting for somebody to open the door so he can get out.
Oh, he's stuck in the middle? Elias is riding bitch?
I mean, Elias is a skinny elf, so...
He's riding bitch.
John gets a swivel seat.
Alrighty.
Alright.
Howdy, Granddaddy Lazarus.
Oh, Lazarus! You know, I have my doubts about this whole,
Boy, it is fairly early. You mind taking it down just a notch?
Oh, my apologies. I'm just so excited. I have my doubts about this congregation, but holy artifacts. Ooh, that sounds so tasty. John brought them up. John mentioned these to us.
Boy, John, you brought them. I thought I told you, John, that those were a secret.
Talk to what Micah might be after. Thought it was important for them to know.
I suppose it is, but them things dangerous.
We best not let Mike get his hands on them.
Is that them's what you're after then? Then that's what he's after then?
Could be.
Sure. I'd been intending to keep their existence a little bit of a secret there, but it's like my boy probably told you. Well, Michael's been talking a whole lot of talk about them horns and taking himself to be some sort of harbinger of the end days. Right out of the Book of Revelations, if y'all read that. Now, from what I seen with what y'all just went through when I saw that light, he forgot something important now, didn't he? You see, just gathering them horns on their own ain't gonna do nothing but drive whoever uses them to, well, what y'all saw his friend turn into there. You see, that's just the tool. What you really need is, well, to put it in ways that y'all could understand the power behind it. And if you ain't got that, well, it's gonna draw from the nearest available source, namely yourself. That sound about right to what happened with that boy over there?
Well, I suppose it does seem quite similar. That seemed to be some sort of feedback loop causing biological transformations of a kind. It bears more research, of course.
Starts bringing in that holy power from wherever it can get it. And of course, y'all got that in you. It's what y'all might call that mana. Now, if y'all are after those, this is gonna be dangerous for y'all. I can't in good faith just send you out there. You know that. So,
I don't think we have much of a choice. We can't let Michael get any more of these.
Yes, that's true. And if he's willing to go as far as he's going, if he's willing to go over to that grave and do what he did, then he's serious. Now, there's one that I've been hiding nearby. One that the existence of it been a little secret of mine. Now, I ain't gonna tell you what it is, because if you ain't meant to find it, you won't find it. But I will tell you that out west here, on an island, middle of a lake, Lake Washtenaw. You'll find what you're looking for.
I'm sorry. Go on.
Now, it ain't gonna be completely easy getting there. And, the town on that way, near, what was it called on the map there? I think it was called, Hot Springs? Yeah. There's, bit of an old racetrack and a airfield that some of them hobgoblin and gnoll boys have been using as their personal stomping grounds, so watch yourselves.
Thank you, Lazarus.
Now, anything else you need from me before I send you off? I ain't got nothing else to give you, unfortunately.
Well,
there's
I don't
one
suppose
thing.
You would have...
Yeah.
Thank you, Jerry. It's not like I was speaking or anything, but, you know, carry on.
There is some that I did do while I was in that house. I called Red.
Yep.
And he didn't really like the story that you're telling, apparently.
I wouldn't imagine that he would.
He said that you were apparently going senile, but...
Jerry, you think it's a good idea to piss off two orcs?
What? I am the messenger, John.
Now, John, it's fine, but...
You seem to have all your wits about you, Lazarus, so I don't really...
Jerry's been telling that story since before I can remember.
Exactly.
Let me just say, if y'all go out there and you find what I said you was gonna find, I think you got your answer right there, don't you think?
Ah.
He's got us there.
It's a rather consistent story.
So, now, wait, there's one problem, though. Then their artifacts ain't gonna be, well, much use to, well, I ain't mean to be rude or nothing, but ain't gonna be much use to anybody but John here. How are y'all gonna... protect yourselves.
Well,
Elias and I, we were speaking with each other, and we wanted to take protective measures.
Right.
Because, let's say, on the off chance Michael gets one of these or decides to try and spring us, we want to have some kind of defense against that.
Mm-hmm.
And we've... Elias and I have come up with a kind of plan. It requires a lot of very odd parts, but it'll essentially be a kind of, I don't want to say mana diffusal, because that's not exactly it. I don't want to say it's like a barrier. It's
the diffusive ray sort of blanket covering system.
I was just trying to make sure you got all your bases covered. Wouldn't want to send you off just... helping out my grandson here with all y'all sitting around with, well, nothing to do.
I'm sure this sort of journey or adventure, what have you, to look for these artifacts, which John has brought up, will probably take us through various cities, towns. It shouldn't be a problem for us to source the things that we need on the way. Should any real problems arise, I can always contact my friends at the university for additional assistance. So
now,
you shouldn't worry on our account.
If y'all need, just as a little bit of an exception to a rule we set up, y'all are friends with them boys riding the trains, right?
The steel drivers, Casey,
yeah.
And his crew.
We ain't normally open up our doors completely wide to them. They're allowed to stop by, but we usually politely request them to, well, not ruin the place while they're here.
That seems prudent.
If you come back, they're welcome to stay as long as they're helping y'all.
Well, I appreciate that. I'm sure they will too. I don't think they ain't gonna be causing trouble around here.
Any fella helping y'all is welcome with us.
Well, Lazarus, thanks for everything. I think we're going to start preparing to head west. Might as well get started as early as we can.
Oh, you best want to hurry. I think just the mere mention of it will perk Michael's ears up. Not to mention sending it out on that little box of yours.
Thanks for everything, Granddaddy. And I give him a big hug.
He gives you a big hug back, pats your back, and just take care now. Try not to get yourself killed.
Well, I do believe we have everything we need, supplies and all that, left over. So it seems prudent that we make our way towards the first artifact.
All right.
So,
and Manway's still in the car.
No. So Manway has stepped out of the car and is now walking around, kind of in a daze, still just taking random notes. And you notice your kobold friend is nowhere to be found. Like, she was in the car, but she's just kind of, poof, gone.
Emily tends to do that a lot.
Yes.
Yeah, I wouldn't worry too much about it.
She'll be fine. So, anyway.
Wait, do I need to roll intuition on that?
No.
Don't give me that. Hold on. Fine. Okay, you're going to answer like that. I'm going to roll intuition.
I mean, I'm not going to give you an answer. You're free to roll.
Fuck you.
Yeah, that's a stat.
Insight. I'm rolling insight. I don't want Red to get pissed off. Like, hey, you know, Emily was supposed to show up, and we're like, oh, really? She just kind of disappeared. And then Red goes, oh, you mean you didn't, you know, look for her? What, you fucking asshole?
So you're going to roll insight on the DM voice.
Yes. No, I'm going to roll insight on the fact that Emily's gone.
That's not...
Okay, you can roll perception.
Fine, perception then. Like, what the hell happened to this kobold? They're sneaky.
Can we not roll insight on you?
You can't roll insight on a DM. That's
where
meta
the
as
rules
fuck.
You can say that.
Nat 20.
Nat 20 on perception?
Nat 20 on perception. Where okay. is this kobold?
Okay, this is actually pretty great.
I'm not kidding. I rolled a nat 20 on this.
What you... Okay, so I'm actually serious. What you... I had this planned. So what you see with your amazing elf eyes is crossing the river on one of these bridges. You see in the back of a random pickup truck.
Mm-hmm.
Emily is sitting, crouching, like hiding a little bit, makes eye contact with you.
Uh-huh.
Waves.
A little wave, okay.
Doesn't look like the driver knows that she's there.
Fantastic. Well, that solves the mystery of the missing kobold.
She's fine.
I'm really...
Yeah, she's in a mystery man's truck.
She was just so you know, you also, like, with your masterful perception, you probably realize, wait, she was probably in our car that whole time.
Sneaky.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm really glad this is when I get the nat 20.
doesn't matter.
All right, so we get in the car.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, is Manway going to stay here?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, I figured he would since he's going to want to study this, but, you know.
So Patton will be driving.
Patton driving adventures.
Patton across America.
Please don't. I sent you all the map. You guys are going to be going west and south down I-30. For a while, passing many Bass Pro Shops.
Do we notice any of those Bass Pro Shops?
Absolutely not.
Today's podcast
not.
Brought to you by Bass Pro Shops.
It's a throwback.
I just think it's funny how many there are. If any of our viewers in Arkansas, what the hell do you do? What do you do all day? Because I'm looking at these maps.
Obviously, they're professional bass fishers.
It's not all Bass Pro Shops. There are some Cabela's there. Some John Deere shops. Give them some credit, man.
What's a Cabela?
You don't know. It's like off. It's like
you
Target
just lost all Southern cred.
Cabela's is the fucking Burger King to Bass Pro Shops McDonald's.
That's the most offensive sentence I've ever heard.
Holy shit.
The Southerners are going to revolt.
Who is the super smug sporting thing? Is it like that one that's like
Dick's.
Tap out?
Dick's Pro Dick's Sporting Goods. Dick's Sporting Goods.
Shit, you got me there.
Anyway.
All right, let's continue this game
of
D&D.
High fantasy and adventure.
Oh, this is good. So, anyway, as you guys head on out, the roads in and around Little Rock are fairly decently maintained. You know, they cleared off most of the main roads out, but it doesn't look like many people come out down, you know, west. They don't have much. They don't have much of a reason to go yet further west.
Right.
So it is a little bit of rough going, but it's not drastically different from the scenery that you guys are used to at this point. You know, it's dodging rusted out cars, trees growing through the remnants of the road, yada, yada, yada. So as you guys drive down, it's going to take you a couple of hours to just because of how degraded the roads are. But after about about an hour and a half, you guys start to pull in towards the city of, I believe it's just called Hot Springs, which is a weird ass name for a town, I'm gonna be honest. It's like south of the Hot Springs National Park. National Park, but like, come on, man.
I mean, do you see Friendship right down there?
Wait, there's Friendship?
Yeah, Friendship,
that's a great
Arkansas.
Name. I don't want to go to Friendship, Arkansas. I'm sorry. As you guys start to pull in towards this town, everybody can give me a perception check.
Alrighty.
Nat 20.
Nat 20?
I got a 1.
So I got Patton, a 1 too.
Patton, the one who is driving, gets the nat 1.
He's paying attention to driving.
I've got all these things popping up in my HUD. I've been playing with it while we've been driving, and it's essentially like when you give your, like...
You've been texting and driving.
Literally texting and driving. I got a 17.
17? Okay. On the net 20, you see a, faint tuft of smoke, and you can hear some, like, low grumbling that you recognize as engine rumblings coming from around the center of town. And as you pull in, you actually manage to catch a small glimpse of a large, gnarled metal structure looming over what looks like some sort of big old dirt track. It looks like that racetrack that Lazarus was telling you guys about.
I thought we were looking for
I'm just saying as you guys are going through.
Oh, also, okay, because I thought we were looking for that lake.
You are. This is on the way.
Okay.
So, also, you notice that parked out behind a lot of the buildings facing the road, like semi-hidden, there are a lot of the same sort of modded junker bikes that chased you guys near St. Louis.
Uh-oh.
Like, it's that same style. And if you look closer, you can actually see a couple of gnolls with their backs turned to you through some boarded up windows. What everybody would notice, except for the people who got a nat 1, is that the town is thrashed. It looks a lot like one of the Steel Drivers settlements that you guys went through, but less nice. Like, they've got the, yeah, fun time, punk rock feel. These guys are like the crust punks. This is when it stopped being fun.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
This is like the second day of the party when that one guy is still drinking, and you just want him to leave, but he just refuses to. That's this. So John would notice that. The buildings are all tagged. A lot of them are burnt out. And recently, the smell of gas is everywhere.
Now, when you say gas, do you mean gasoline? Or do you mean like
I mean, don't like, think the DM's making a fart joke here, Patton.
Yeah, I'm not.
No, well, I don't mean farts.
Also, I'm pretty sure considering gas. I'm all pretty sure that considering it's a, like, you know, Hot Springs National Park, it probably smell like a sulfur and shit too. So yeah.
Okay. I mean, I wouldn't notice that. I had a 1 on perception.
I don't know how this particular Arkansas town smells. I didn't travel down to it.
What a fucking garbage DM.
Yeah, I didn't travel to Arkansas and go, all right, let me just jot this down in my smells folder. This will make good
drive
material.
Drive all the way back.
It probably
I was like,
is
yeah, like... I had some stuff I needed to do. Don't worry about, don't, just, hey, Tad, can you write off these this $200 gas bill? Yeah, it's business expense.
Yeah, we got a Patreon.
Yeah, that's what that's for.
So I'm just going to lean forward and turn the air to circulation in the vehicle.
Nice.
It's too late.
Oh, I know it's too late, but I think we might pass out if we smell any more of this.
So, what are y'all doing? You're just going to try and pass through, or what are you going
to
do? You're going
to
try and duck off? You're going to try and duck up into some back roads to avoid this shit?
Unless you guys want to go for a drink. I say to the DM.
Yeah?
I mean, if these are the same, or these are the same people, or the same cut of people, they might recognize us, and if they recognize us...
You guys are hundreds of miles away from where you met that group. It's just, what happened to you guys in St. Louis isn't exactly an isolated phenomenon, and it's not exactly like those, like, there might be some of the same sort of guys that, like, they're primarily nomadic from what you would know. Like,
I was just about to say, could I roll a history check to see, like,
yeah, sure, go for it.
The people that are here, you know, see if they have a history, if I know much about, this town or these groups of gnolls.
Yeah, I can roll streetwise.
I got a 25.
Yeah, can 25? I roll streetwise on it?
Yeah, sure.
All right, so I got 11 to it. Well, that's a 13 in total.
13 in total?
Almost
okay.
In that
yeah,
one.
Back the fuck down.
On a 13 in total, you're not entirely sure how you would go about, like, blending in here or even what the culture is really like. Like, you never really hung out with these sorts that much. Like, these guys are pseudo-feral at this point. But what Patton knows is that these sort of, this sort of, like, motorhead behavior is fairly common among the hobgoblins and gnolls specifically that have come over. They've sort of adapted their culture of following the most powerful leader to following whoever has the best rig. It's, you know, it's split off in a lot of different ways. There's, you know, your standard just tribal communities hunting and gathering and things like that. You have your gearhead communities like that. You have, you know, tech head communities like that. They tend to attach themselves to a niche and then follow whoever is strongest in that niche.
Let's see.
What you would know from that is, like, they wouldn't necessarily just gun for you immediately. As long as you don't exhibit signs of, you know, weakness.
Mm-hmm. And we do have a bitchin' car.
Yes, you do.
That might also make us a target.
Right, but at the same time, like, so one of the things that Jiren would know is that there is a bit more of an, just know, is that there is a bit more of an ongoing rivalry between these sort of guys and the steel drivers rather than these guys and everyone else. Right? So, you could duck off, or you could try your luck and drive by. Or you could go join him. Hell, John might be able to get that motorcycle he wants.
What I'm wondering is if they might have some of these rare parts I'm looking for.
They might.
Small pieces. So I think if no one has any objections, I think we'd be relatively okay to try and drive through here. maybe ask around for some of these parts that we'll need.
Yeah. I mean, if they're not outwardly hostile, it doesn't look like they've got traps or guards set up to try and catch people. Right?
Do we have a time limit on our respirators, though?
Yes, kind of, but it's fairly long. Like,
it's like when you play the song of slowing down time in Majora's Mask. You've got enough time.
Yeah. It's basically, unless you guys are actually significantly delayed, I'm going to assume that whatever you're doing is going to last within that amount of time. Unless stuff goes wrong, right? Then it might start to become a factor.
So it's basically the same way we're handling food.
Well, we are going to need some protection if we're going to head towards this artifact, so might as well get this all started.
So Patton's going to go ahead and, while we're driving through here, I'm going to keep an eye out, see if I can see any kind of, like, chop shops that look relatively respectable. Mm-hmm. Something that looks busy, not like some rundown piece of shit.
Yeah, so you would have to actually hop off of the main highway and into the town to do that, which...
Mm-hmm.
is a bit out of your way, but if you just drive through the town, you could take a little bit of a detour to just check stuff out. Like, there is obviously a main thoroughfare. Yeah, so...
Let's go ahead and do that.
That makes sense.
So, what you notice driving up is that most of the buildings leading up to this massive structure in the middle of town that you now see more clearly as you're driving down the main thoroughfare, adjacent to the track there is a very large building that has been built on top of. You know, it's one of those like spectator buildings that goes along one of the sides of the track. But this gnarled metallic scaffolding has been built on top of it with additional stands and small cabins and things like that, and that has spilled over the main thoroughfare and into some of the other buildings. So you've got this archway of elevated buildings and huts and things, and then just a slew of cars and bikes in the parking lot and adjacent areas to this speedway. You guys are getting some dirty looks, and as you come up, as it starts to get into full view, you actually see some cars going around this track. You see a large semi rounding one of the corners at incredibly high speed, with two motorcycles flanking it, with some sharpened sticks just jabbing at the tires. These guys on the motorcycles are in this like spiked football gear, and you hear massive cheers erupt as one of the tires ruptures and sends the guy who stabbed it flying off into the crowd that's gathered around the turn.
What's in the middle of this ring? Because normally there's the grassy area in the middle.
In the middle of the ring is a massive assembly of vehicles, as well as a large, shoddily assembled hut that very clearly seems to be the big important building. Like, I say hut, but it's just imagine a big, shittily constructed shed, but very large. Like an aircraft hangar, but just garbage.
All right.
Yeah, the sound is getting quite loud, and you are starting to get some looks as you're driving by.
Okay, do you see any place to stop?
Do you want me to roll a perception for this?
Sure.
See if I can find a good
good spot.
Let's see if I cock this one up again. I got a 27 in total.
27? Okay. So you notice that there are very clearly, it doesn't look like there's any form of signage or anything, but there are very clear spots where you are supposed to park and spots where you're supposed to stop if you're having your car worked on, or stop to show stuff off, or in front of somebody's house. There is a
a sort of central all-purpose parking area, though, and it is actually underneath a large pile of this scaffolding. It's fully enclosed. They've built over one of the parking lots and housed it into a parking garage of sorts.
Well, that seems safe.
There are a couple of guys standing in front of the parking garage there. They're wearing like Riot Cop helmets, two large Knolls Riot Cop helmets, no chest armor, and then just biker leathers on their legs. They are carrying large axes. They don't have any guns, though. Guns, from what you've seen, they don't have a ton of. Like, you'll occasionally see somebody with like a pistol on their side, but not a ton.
It's easy to make an axe. Well, easier to make an axe than it is to make a fucking AR-16 and bullets.
Right. Well, and axes and stuff last longer and are easier to maintain than complicated machinery that they have no idea how to manufacture.
Thank you, Elias. Exactly.
That was out of character, because Elias doesn't know shit about guns.
Alrighty, so...
We're going to go ahead and pull up to them, and I'll stop in front of them, roll down the window.
Alright. Guy's going to...
What's up, fellow kids?
Kind of snarl at you. Nice ride. What you here for?
We're here to look for some out-of-the-way specific parts.
They kind of look at each other.
Do you have any place you can point us towards?
Look back at you. Yeah. But, hey, you. He's looking at John.
Can I do for you?
Don't cut.
Kind of lean forward a bit.
Don't cause any trouble with that thing, okay?
I'm planning on it.
All right. Yeah. You're cool. Go on through.
Do I have to roll perception for a parking space?
If you want to just look around, you should be able to find people selling stuff. Shit. He looks over to the other guy. You got any ideas? What exactly are you looking for?
They're less car focused and more kind of robotics. They're very they would be incredibly uncommon.
Oh, if you're looking for something like that, he gets a little bit of a grin. You see that big building in the center of the track there? Go check it out.
Boy, that doesn't sound ominous at all.
Can I roll insight on that?
Sure.
All right. Let's see if I have insight on that.
I might as well roll insight on that.
That's an 11.
16 total.
Nice. Anybody else want to or no?
I'll go ahead. I got my +7 on insight.
Yeah, you actually have the best insight of the party now.
I rolled a 24 in total.
24? Okay, so from what you can tell, it looks like, you know, your little visor gives you a read of, like, this guy's thinking something along the lines of, oh, this is about to get interesting. Like, this is going to get a little bit crazy.
But does that mean that we'd actually have the stuff there? Or
probably,
is it just like, well, if he...
It doesn't look like he's trying to trick you. He just thinks, oh no. This
like
is going
to
be fun.
Something interesting is going to happen. He isn't lying to us, but
yeah,
he's not telling us everything. That's for sure.
Well, we're extremely competent, so we should probably check it out.
Quote, mm-hmm. unquote, extremely
yeah. So
competent.
So let's go ahead and park the car in a nice looking spot. Make sure no one can ding the side of it when they pull out.
The thing, you guys get out of your car, you come face to face with a rather large bugbear guy. Who's wearing a leather jacket jeans combo. He just comes up, looks at it, turns over to Patton. Wow. Where'd you get this?
Well, something I kinda put together with a friend of mine. Took a lot of hard work, a lot of time.
What?
Nah. That's not a lie. So You looking to race it?
John's very excited at this idea.
Well, what we're here for is we're looking for some very specific mechanical parts.
Mechanical parts. All right. Oh, I see. I know. I get you. I get you. All right. Follow me. Follow me.
All right.
And he
follow him.
Starts.
Who has the keys?
I do.
Can you give it? Give us a little bloop, bloop.
Boop, boop. So just so you know, if you guys look back, people are like looking at it, but people are actually being like considerate to not fuck with it.
Oh yeah, no, yeah. I don't think anyone's gonna mess with it.
So you guys are
if they start fucking with cars, then nobody's car is safe. So
right. So you guys are walking along. You start. You walk out of that parking garage through some doors. Out towards the sort of ringside walkway. You have to walk up some scaffolding stairs to a walkway above the carnage that's going on. And as you get a clearer look at the racetrack, it looks like they're doing some sort of like chariot duel sort of thing going on, where you clearly see a couple of teams with a big rig that is dispatching small motorcycle squads running around the circuit, and you're not entirely sure how you determine who wins, but it sure looks like there's a lot of motorcycles going after a lot of big rigs. Looks like a great time. And so you guys start walking up, kind of elbowing past people. Your new friend is telling people to make room, don't fuck with these guys. A lot of people hanging out, drinking at the ringside. You also smell some things cooking on the level above you. You have to dodge the grease falling a little bit as various random animals and things are being cooked up. It smells good. Also, surprisingly, it's not all like hobgoblins and orcs and shit. You do see a couple of elves and dwarves that look like they're styled kind of like the steel drivers, so that's who they might be. And if you look a bit further, you would see a little bit of a representation of these guys. But, like, it doesn't look like that's the norm. So, as you walk down, there is a walkway leading over to that big shack that goes across the track above it. And as you walk underneath, you get hit by a little bit of blood, actually, as somebody gets just cracks right into the railing underneath you. They got thrown off
see
of their
a tooth
bike.
Go flying.
Yeah. And the sound is deafening at this point, but you guys are walking over to this big old ramshackle shack as you descend down the steps onto the ground, and there's just a swarm now of cars, but these ones look a bit nicer. They've got some modifications and things going on to them. You see one guy sitting behind a wheel. He presses some sort of button and some spikes come out of the side of his car. You see a guy with a full heads-up display on this hot rod that he's got, where the whole thing lights up flat red, which then coalesces back down to some fire at the bottom of the screen, like some digital fire. And he thinks he's super cool. And they are all revving and having a good old time. And you walk into the shack and you see a small dwarf just clearly underneath some sort of big rig. And your new friend yells, Hey, Doc, we got some people here looking for you. And they push themselves out, slide out to you. They are caked in grease and dirt, and they just pop on right up, spin around. They're wearing a helmet with a row of spikes down the middle and a half cracked visor. Looks like they were welding something. They pull it off, and you see a like middle-aged dwarf woman, long red hair with a streak of gray through it, and her face is just caked in dirt. She looks up at him, looks over at you guys, walks right on over to Patton, starts looking at him. Huh, Hey, nice. Nice to meet you.
I'll put out my hand to shake her. Dr. Patton.
Oh, doctor. Huh. Well, that your real name? You an actual doctor?
Oh, well, first name Patton, last name Normstrom. The doctor is kind of, it's a long story.
We'll go with that then. Around here, they call me Dr. Robo. What can I do for you?
Well, Robo, if I could be so casual.
Sure.
We're interested in some pretty uncommon robotics parts. We're looking for some kind of out there items.
She slaps her knee. Oh, what are you looking to build? Wait, you looking to take that out on the track?
Not so much the track. It's more of it's more of like a kind of protection.
I get you. I get you. So what you're looking for? Some sort of like automated flamethrower thing, or what do you want?
Well, we're looking for some form of automation system. Some very specific wiring materials.
Yeah.
Obviously, some kind of casing to house the object.
All right.
And another one where I doubt it would be here. We need something, some kind of heavily magical item.
I'm going to stop you right there.
Field, et cetera,
let me stop you right
et cetera,
there.
Et cetera.
Excuse me. Let me stop you right there. I get it. I get it. You get into the thing that you're interested in. You can't stop talking. The big guy here can tell you all about it. You'll never shut me up once I start talking about it. But, so, you said you were looking for some sort of robotics parts, right?
Exactly.
Well then, you came to the right gal. Now, here, follow me. What brings all of you out here, though? I don't see, your type here. Most of them have a bit more fangs, you know?
Is she motioning at us?
Yeah, your green friend there looks about the part, but you?
Down tips his hat. Well, thank you.
Wait, you like me?
Yeah, you!
I happen to be a sort of biologist, a doctor, actually.
What are you doing here?
Well, I'm with Patton. You see, we're working on this project together. He's sort of handling the mechanical aspects. I'll be handling the more, fine-tuned mana-based systems collaboration, if you will.
Uh-huh. Sure. All right.
I apologize if I'm not covered in enough grease for your liking.
Definitely not. You don't normally see people in that sort of get up around, considering the look around you, I'm pretty sure you don't know the name of the track, do you?
You've got me at a loss.
If I had to make a guess, Hot Springs Racetrack?
Well, that would be one of the signs, maybe. But no, what they like to call it, it's a little bit funny. You know how all the humans and stuff, they used to have those like licenses and things, right? To drive.
Mm-hmm. I suppose.
Well, there was a little bit of a joke that some people told some other people that got around, and now this place is called Organ Donor Speedway.
That's out of character laughing. Nice. That sounds real pleasant.
Yeah, it's not pretty. High stakes.
Sounds like it'd be pretty accurate,
and she,
though.
She kind of leans in close to you guys. Between you and me, there are more goblins and gnolls than they know what to do with. I think this is healthy. Normally, they would call the herd in some other way. This is just more fun for me.
I mean, I guess.
Here, let's look around my shop a little bit. This one that I was working on here,
And she kicks the jack down. The thing just falls. It's a large pickup truck. She scrambles into the driver's seat. You press this right here, and the hood pops up, and you see a metallic arm, like a swinging arm, come out, and a spinning, rotating, like wood-cutting saw just comes out of the front and rotates back and forth, like scanning across the front.
Some straight-up BattleBot shit.
Yeah. So she hops out while it's still spinning. It is going way above her head. She's just kind of standing underneath it. Yeah, this is not practical in any way, shape, or form. But it's what they wanted, so who am I to judge? You looking for something like this, or what you're looking for? And as he goes, above her head.
Well, it's a great idea, and I can appreciate the aesthetics. This is, we're looking for something a little more fine-tuned.
Now, she looks back and forth again, make sure that nobody's looking. You ain't trying to make anything weird as a robot, are you?
What do you mean, weird as a robot?
I think you know what I mean. I don't want to say.
John has no idea what she means. Oh, Tim knows what she means.
I know what she means. Elias doesn't know what she means.
Yeah. So she's going to like, look, that would have made a bit more sense. Sorry I brought it up. So that's not it then. Right then. So, you're just looking for raw components then, aren't you? You want to build something yourself?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I have a little bit of a business proposal for you then. You see, I'm going to be completely honest with you. I'm in a crippling amount of debt right now.
Oh, I know the feeling, believe me.
Oh, well, then you understand. So, what I'm going to need you to do is, well, so, do you have a car?
We do.
Can you drive it good?
I don't like to brag, but, I'd say I could drive.
Nobody who can drive says, I don't like to brag, but I can drive. Trust me on that one. So, I made a little bet a while back that I haven't paid up on. It's kind of why I'm doing a lot of this work. And the saw is still going, brruh, brruh, brruh. And eventually it's going to jitter a little bit, like get stuck, and then jerk really fast the other way. And the saw is just going to go flying and stick into a wall.
I don't seem too safe.
Not quite right. Yeah, so I made a little bit of a really big bet on a car that I had built with a driver that I knew in one of these big races, and I lost big. So you guys got led to me, but I'm kind of, I know we're in the big building. I'm not the big shot here, right? Big shot's up there. And she points on top of the massive amount of scaffolding. You see at the very top, in the classic, you know, awning, overseeing everything in a big, probably what's just like a lawn chair kind of welded to the frame, but like one of the double wide ones. Like the Walmart size ones. You see this absolutely huge Minotaur sitting there cheering and drinking fairly heavily. He is just wearing a pair of like clearly modified large jeans. Like, the seams don't quite match up. It's like he took two pairs of jeans and just kind of stapled them together.
Elias thinks it's finally my chance to get a horn.
Oh shit.
That's not actually true. That is not happening, but you know.
Is it? I feel like it could
no,
be.
No, it's not. It didn't go so well the last time.
And you see as the race is clearly coming more towards a close, the two of the semis are neck and neck. Then you see a couple of the guys hold a ramp behind one of the semis, right?
It bothers me the way you say semi instead of semi.
Semi, whatever.
Semi.
Hold a ramp behind one of the semis. These two are neck and neck, and then one of the motorcyclists ramps off of that ramp above
Hell
and
yeah.
over, crashes into that scaffolding, taking out a good chunk of it, and like a person, but he goes right over the line, and then you see the huge Minotaur stand up, slam on a foot pedal somewhere, and from two large exhaust ports at the bottom of his big old throne, you just see spurts of fire and a like deafening horn. As you hear
like
him
a
then,
car horn?
Yeah. Like a big old truck horn. You then see him reach down to a large megaphone, yell, "We got a winner!" And the crowd erupts.
Hell yeah.
And he does kind of have that weird voice. Like he barely knows how to talk.
A little bit of that gump in him.
Yeah.
John chuckles noticeably at this.
Yeah. So, she points up to him. That right there. Ooh, I owe a lot of money to him. Just a lot.
Just a tiny, huge mistake that you made there. Happens to the best of us.
I mean, I'm sure the risk she took was calculated.
I get where you're going with that. Yeah, that right there is Rakraprak. And he
Say that one more time.
Rakraprak. You do kind of have to slur it.
Rakraprak.
There you go. So, if you all are very confident in your abilities, there's a little bit of an individual race coming up that, if I could bet on you and you actually win, could make me a lot of money. Or, and she looks side to side, or you could throw it in a very specific way and make me a lot of money.
Just out of pure curiosity here, I assume the penalty for throwing on purpose is
death.
Yes, well.
And there's a high chance of racing that we will also experience death.
Yes!
There's a lot of death here.
There is. Just a mess of it.
Imagine they don't call it the Orgadon and Speedway? Is that what it was?
Orgadon or Speedway.
I imagine didn't get that name for nothing.
Nope.
So,
free to say no, but please?
I mean, I don't want to hurt your feelings or anything, but you're just asking some complete strangers to risk life and limb for you.
I mean, it's worth a shot.
I feel like it might be to our benefit to at least see the parts you're offering before...
Oh, sure.
We make any sort of firm commitments.
Sure.
Can any of us really handle racing?
I don't know.
Well,
can
I
you?
Certainly can't.
I'm confident in my ability to drive.
I mean, I learned to drive, but I haven't been driving more than a month.
John still has his permit.
That's about what I thought there, big fella. I think I can drive pretty good.
I don't appreciate that.
As
That's
Elias
fine.
Said, though, I mean, we could consider it, but I'd like to see if you have the parts we're looking for before we make any decision.
Come on back here. I've got my own little private workshop. This is where I've just been working on things. Pardon me, come through. And there, this whole time, there's been a lot of people coming through in and out, getting parts, things like that. She leads you through the crowd to a big, like, hangar door that has a dock spray painted on it with a couple of stars and, like, a flower. She pulls on the little pull cord to lift the thing, raises it up, and you guys see just wall to wall, compared to everything that you'd seen before, where it's all ramshackle, this looks like an actual garage. You go in, everything is neatly organized, there are just rows of tools, several cars neatly arranged on jacks lifted up off of the ground. And
like
you see
Ruxy's place, except professional.
Yes. And then you see another dwarf again underneath the car, and she walks over and smiling and just kind of kicks him in the side a little bit. Not super hard, but enough for him to go, please don't. I'd appreciate it if you didn't do that, and push himself out. And he looks pretty young. He's got a very light beard. She puts her hand on his shoulder and goes, "Well now, what can me and my son do for you here? Please, take a look around."
All right, I'll go ahead and thank you. I'm looking for some very specific parts. I'll just go ahead and take a look around. I hope you don't mind.
Oh, no problem.
At this point, I pat Elias on the back and I go, "I understand I feel a little left out here."
In character, I am going to laugh so hard at that. Oh my god.
Rude.
My hand's covered in grease.
Not particularly fond of being covered in grease, so left out isn't exactly the words I would describe it as, but if it makes you feel better.
Alrighty. Alright, so give me a good old-fashioned Arcana check there to see if they got what you want. Like, see if you can identify things in this mess.
I got a 19 in total.
Okay, so, yeah. It isn't a mess insofar as it's messy, but there's just a lot of stuff, right? And you're looking for very specific things. What did you say?
I'm just wondering if it's Arcana or if I would even be able to identify it with, you know, a different skill. Like,
yeah,
I don't think Dungeoneering would come into play here.
Is that everybody that can roll that?
No.
Oh.
You don't know what the fuck parts he's looking for.
What are you building, Jerry?
Well, like, Elias asked.
Well, yeah, but I'm working together with...
Yeah, but you're working together kind of on the conceptual level. You don't know what parts he's looking for.
Well, can I perception to see if there's anything that sticks out as particularly unusual?
Sure.
You know, something that looks rare compared to, like, piles of light bulbs?
Yeah, sure. That's reasonable.
That is going to be a 17 total.
17 total. All right. On that 19, then. Wait, who the fuck just did a slide whistle? There was just an old-timey slide whistle in the background.
Who has a slide whistle?
There's children yelling outside my apartment.
Yeah, I saw some. I heard some sort of old timey fucking slide whistle. Am I going insane?
No, I heard it.
No, I heard it.
I heard like a pew.
No, I definitely
heard that.
I'm going to yell out my window at those kids in Japan to keep it down. I'm trying to play D&D.
Nice.
That seems reasonable.
On that 19, what you're going to find is that there are actually a lot of components over in one of the corners that are just purely dedicated to remote control. Like, you see clearly she has some sort of project going on for a fully remotely controlled car. Ooh. Right?
So transceivers and things
that. Now, note, I'm not a fucking electrical engineer, so I'm not going to try.
Yeah.
Not an electrical engineer. Basically, you find the project that she's working on that you identify as trying to make an automated, like, self-fucking remote-controlled car. And that's about some of the parts that you would need if you want to be able to control what you're making remotely. Because you were talking about wanting to make things like you're wanting to be able to make, like, put it on some sort of a, like, self-movable system so you can bring it along with you. That jammer or whatever you're making, right?
Yeah, yeah. The kind of shield.
Yeah, yeah.
There's no point in having, like, an immobile, you know,
punk
of metal we have to drag across the ground.
Right, right. And you want to be able to sync that up with your system so you don't just have to carry around a big old thing, right? Mm-hmm. And that looks like what she's doing here. Like, you do notice the VR jack built into it. And on that perception check, actually, the 17 perception, you would see that you're looking for things that look weird and out of place, right?
Yeah.
Plus, you don't know much when it comes to that stuff, but you do notice that her son, like, you look, like, he goes back to working, he's got one of those jacks on the back of his neck.
And wait, so just, does it look like, I don't know.
So imagine, you know, one of the, like, Ghost in the Shell style.
Like the ones that we have.
Jacks. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
It's the exact same type. I'm having trouble actually describing it without using just a regular cable, because I don't want to be like, yeah, it's like a fucking coax cable in the back of your neck. No.
I mean, it is.
I mean, it is, but it's a bit bigger than that. The cable jack itself is about like a, you know, silver dollar sized.
You'd say it's just like a thick coax cable?
Shut the fuck up. So, I get where you're going with that, and no, stop. No more thick jokes. No more thick jokes.
More thick jokes.
See, you could tell that everyone was quiet because we were trying to think of a bunch.
Yes, I know.
I just heard more thick jokes.
Oh, fuck's sake. But, yeah, it's about silver dollar-sized circular divot with a couple of fucking whatever's they're called.
Now,
sticking out.
Does his mom have one as well?
No.
Interesting.
He does not. But, yeah, Patton, you see the control system, and then it also seems to be hooked up to the transceiver, which not only has a analog control system attached to it, it also has, like, one of those, like, VR jack inputs built into it, mm-hmm. but it's sketchy. You can tell that this thing is not done. But, yeah, that looks around something like you were looking for.
Hey, Doc.
Yep.
What about this, I think what I need is right here in this pile.
Oh, you've got a good eye. Oh, that's what you're going for. Okay, this just got interesting. So, yes. This, well, I've been working on it for a while, and it would take a long time to replace, but getting flayed versus being set back a couple of years, flayed being set back a couple of years, it's actually a pretty hard choice. Let me think about it for a second. If you want it, you can have it if you do the right thing. Namely, get my debt cleared.
I'd like to debate that being the right thing.
Out of sheer curiosity, what is the actual equivalent? I guess, I suppose it's not in standard currency, but if we were to convert your debt to gold or you know, precious metals, what are we looking at here?
Well, mostly they do payments in vehicles and vehicle parts, right?
I suppose that makes sense.
Let's just say one of those big old trucks there is worth a lot. Like where you're from, let me think. It's worth like a really pretty painting or like a really nice poem written by some asshole is worth
now,
over wherever you elves do things.
I'm not entirely sure you fully understand my character here. Yes, I'm equally bored by poetry and frivolous works of art.
Well, at least we're in agreement,
then. I don't suppose it would occur to you that I happen to be traveling with Patton just because I don't bathe in Greece on a daily, you know, basis. It doesn't mean I spend my time writing poetry.
Well,
but please do
I
continue.
Kind of assumed, and 9 times out of 10 I'm not wrong, so it's a little bit of a
welcome
wash.
To the exception.
Right. It's nice to meet you, Mr. Exception.
Likewise.
Oh, you didn't ask for Dr. Exception that time.
Anyway, there are a couple of tiers to it. One, I made a very bad bet. And two, in the process, not only did we lose, but, well, I had a little bit of a payload set on the car that was meant to be fired off at some other thing, a perfectly legal target in the actual race, and it kind of blew up his personal big rig there. So,
what I'm getting is that we can't purchase this debt outright.
Right.
It's just for a moment. Dr. Robot, yeah. You know, all this could have been avoided if you just come to the Lord. You know, Bible does say.
Oh, please, like, no.
If you be content with what you have,
boy, can you
God has
get me my gun? Get me my gun. I need to end it right now. Not this again. I'm just kidding. But please stop talking.
I don't appreciate that.
Well, Doc, I believe we'll take you up on your offer.
Really?
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 So Pat is driving, right? Like, he's not going to be able to volunteer any of us, right? It's him driving.
Good luck, we'll be rooting for you.
Hey, good luck.
Based on the scarcity of these parts, my friends, I don't believe we're going to find these anywhere else. Or we will have to be extremely lucky.
I mean, you might. It took me a long time, but you might.
You might. You heard him.
I don't think we have that much time.
So, by the way, let me introduce you. This is my son, Adrin. You can just call him that.
Hello, Adrin.
He'll be working on some stuff for you. He just kind of nods at you and kind of turns around and goes back to what he was doing, getting back underneath the car. He turns back to you. He's a little bit shy. Really sweet boy. No idea why he's here.
So if you don't mind me asking, what's exactly stopping you from just taking this part and coming with us on our journey and not having to pay this guy back his debt?
Well, that don't sound like a good idea.
I don't know you? Who are you?
Well,
I'm not entirely interested in being followed by a large minotaur entourage.
You should just abandon your post, piss off a warlord, come hang out with a bunch of complete strangers. We ain't gonna ditch
you. That really, the more you say that, the more appealing it sounds.
What if I told you we've gotten away from them before?
Well,
what?
We've gotten away from people like this before.
So, what you're telling me is that I should abandon my life's work, everything I find interesting, and go off with a bunch of complete strangers and sit in a car with a overly religious orc. That sounds like a great time. No, absolutely not. I would rather be flayed.
Okay, out of character. What the hell?
Matt started.
This is a terrible idea.
This is hilarious.
I've got a plan. None of us are going to die on this racetrack. I can guarantee that. I have a plan.
Can you?
Out of character to the DM, can he make a guarantee like that?
Probably not.
Are you guys fucking dumb? Did we not just talk about, like, a remote control, like, setup to drive a car?
Or you're like, gonna actually try and finish it?
That's what I thought he meant by
okay.
That's still not a guarantee, my dude.
You thought I was going out on that track? You are insane.
I'm not going out there.
So,
exactly. Now, Doc, I am not going out on that trek. Here's the plan.
I'm sorry. Let me at least let me tell you what the format of the race is, because that might change your tone a little bit. You have to kind of know what you're doing before you can make a plan to do it, right?
I think that's pretty wise.
You're a big smart science guy, right?
That's Dr. Patton, big smart science guy.
Like you said, once you start formulating an idea in your head, it just keeps rattling off. You just want to talk about it. Not really thinking too far ahead.
I had an idea like that about 10 minutes ago. It's embedded in that wall. You remember the saw blade? That's what happens. So, anyway, the format. They do these, well, they call them endurance races, but they're really less endurance races more than they are vehicular brawls. Basic rules are you go around the track and you're not allowed to leave your vehicle entirely. You can go off and board as long as you get back. If you land on the track, you're out. You are not allowed to steal anybody else's vehicle, but you are allowed to disable it in any way you see fit. The only exception being that, anything a bit more sophisticated than that. I hesitate to call that a shotgun.
It's a shotgun, all right.
Anything more than that is frowned upon. It's not exactly banned, but you will get your ass kicked in the parking lot later.
You know, has anyone ever told you are as rude as you are short?
I have been told that, and I take it as a compliment.
Well, all right.
I didn't think it was going to be that easy to make him stop talking. Anyway, so, it's general free entry, with the little tiny exception that if you lose, you lose the vehicle, too. Right? So, you probably, if you were planning on doing the throw route, which, again, very high risk, but also lower risk of dying, you would probably want to use a different car than the one you've got right now. Or, if you actually want to win, which would be a bit more fun, you could actually try using your own.
So, you said that you were working on a kind of automated system. From what I could tell, I suppose. From the pile there, a kind of remote control device for the vehicles, correct?
Yeah. He doesn't like me saying it, but my son is a little bit sensitive. He doesn't want to go out on the track on his own because he's worried about grievous bodily injury. And she does little air quotes. So, he was out doing some stuff for, you're probably from one of them. He worked up in Detroit in that area for a while, and actually did pretty well for himself. Managed to get one of those little VR jacks in him, right?
Ah.
They don't just hand those out. So, you know, but he showed up one day and said he wanted to do what I do. And I don't know why, but I'm not going to say no. Like having him around. It's helpful. Anyway, I was trying to make something that he could drive. You know, join in on a little bit of the fun.
So, for the setup, does the remote control, does it need a specific kind of connection in? Is there a specific card? Can it only work for one type of vehicle? Like one that you've obviously pre-made? Or is it modular to any other car?
Well, I mean, it's just the control system for the automated control system. It depends on what the controls for the car are like. If it's all basic analog, then you're pretty fine. But if you're getting into more complex stuff, then it might take a little bit of tinkering.
I see where you're going with this, Patton. The idea to make our car remotely drivable and enter it in this race. I just want to remind you that we sort of need that car intact to be able to keep going. So maybe...
Well, here's another idea. What if we simply drive the car and then maybe manipulate the other driver somehow?
How?
That's what I'm wondering, if there's a way that we can maybe some kind of physical...
Some sort of physical device to interrupt somebody's controls on their car?
What, like a gun?
You stole my... That's what I was going to say. I was going to say, like a gun, and then make this face. It's just a little, like, half-smile thing. That was
and
my
then
bit.
And turn and wink at Jerry's camera.
Yeah.
Yes, that's what I was getting at. But no, most of these cars are held together with string and more string. You're not going to make some sort of... none of them have digital controls.
So I can just, like, whip out this chain here.
Oh, nice.
Out of character. He's in spirit. Here.
Yep.
A consideration that somebody is probably going to want to think of, but Elias won't think of, is that if we enter a car that is obviously better than all the competition, like, the odds of us winning are going to be so incredibly high that, like, the amount of winnings that we'll have will be really, really low for in terms of betting odds. So we'd probably need to throw, in which case they'd expect foul play pretty easily. Or win, like, more than one race.
Grab, like, a nice junker or something.
Yeah, that's, I think, a better idea. But, you know, again, there's no way Elias is going to think of that.
Nor John, I suppose.
So I could essentially just take this chain here, whips out chain.
Just pulling out a random weapon and going, hey, look at this. Woo, I do lasso tricks.
I could take this fucking chain, put it in their wheels, and it would all fall apart, right?
I mean, yeah, that's pretty standard procedure for the way the race is supposed to be done.
All right, so I like to think we're pretty competent at what we do. We've gotten this far west. We came from New York and we haven't died yet. I think we're doing pretty good for ourselves.
That is pretty competent.
So, she how about...
good for you.
Yes. Yes, thank you. You can watch it on TV or listen to it on the radio. Anyway. So I propose...
Oh, you have a show.
Yeah, my name's Jeron Thalatek. You can call me Jerry. We can talk about that a lot later.
Oh, okay.
Jerry, please stop. you're embarrassing us.
John, you've embarrassed yourself enough in front of this lady. Let me do the Let me do the talking. So anyway, I propose an option 3 because if we take our car in there and we go to win it, the odds won't be enough for you to get your debt, most likely. Or at least
wait, what's your car?
Off. Well, pretty nice.
Let's just say it has functioning air conditioning.
She takes... okay, yeah, that's... oh, so you've got one of... wait, why is that here? Why would you bring one of those here?
Remember how I said I got a show? We're kind of a big deal.
Oh, I get it.
My show's kind of a big deal, you guys.
That's... yeah, you probably don't want to enter that one, then. That's, That thing would be worth a lot around here, then.
Yeah, there's a reason that they took us to you with no question. Well, a few questions asked, but
I can kind of understand that now. A bunch of random out of towners, including an elf in a damn suit and tie, asking about weird robotics parts. Yeah, they would take you to me, probably.
Right, and for that reason, I don't think we should enter our vehicle just to make sure we can get your debt paid off. But
right,
if we throw it. Look, I know this guy slurs his name, but I don't think he's absolutely stupid. He would probably catch on.
Oh no, he's he's incredibly sharp where it counts. Namely, the horns, whatever objects he picks up. Trust me, it's amazing what he can do with a blunt object. You would imagine it's almost like it's a knife. And he is also very sharp when it comes to getting his money.
So if he cares about his money that much, and we have to throw a very specific way, we are competent, but how about we just play... God, this hurts to say. Why don't we just play this fair, and we'll clear
the debt. No. You seem to have fundamentally misunderstood, unless what you mean by play it fair is cheat exactly as much as everybody else.
Exactly.
Now we're back in your territory.
In that case... okay, in that case, considering that your car is too nice and the odds wouldn't be enough to repay my debt, I guess... and she cracks a little bit of a smile. I guess we have to use that. And she points to her son who's still underneath the car. She's standing there. I said we have to use that. He's still just welding away.
I swear. Walks over, pulls him out. Get out the truck. And he shuffles on over. You see him flip open a little keypad, press a couple of buttons, and out from the ground, a little, there was this, like, wooden, like, door on the ground before that just kind of looked like it was part of the floor that opens up, and a small hydraulic lift carries up a nice, very large lifted pickup truck.
Well, you know, the question mark after that nest is exactly what we're after.
So, this thing is all white, tinted windows, you know, double tires on the back, and it is very unassuming. But she walks on over to it. This one. I never got around to naming it because I couldn't come up with a name cool enough that didn't sound like I was trying too hard. But this thing is a culmination of a lot of mostly failed experiments into making, like, those sort of weapons that you just saw back there. The one that flew into the wall.
Sounds perfectly safe.
So, it drives incredibly well. It drives incredibly well, but there's a lot of extra features on it, about half of which work.
I'm sure Patton can whip something together.
As long as the other half won't kill us.
I mean, it might. I'm not going to guarantee that it won't. The rules for this race allow a decent number of passengers, which are primarily used as, well, I mean, you saw the race before with the motorcycles and the stab-stab. They use them a bit like that. Usually, people have gotten pretty good at it by now, you know, jumping onto other people's cars, stabbing somebody and jumping back onto their other car. Mm-hmm. Or stabbing out a tire. But remember, if you touch the track at high speeds, you're probably going to break something and you get thrown back into the crowd and you aren't allowed back on your vehicle.
I imagine however, one of those worth driving, the other.
However, as you can imagine, then, driving on your own is a little bit of a dumb idea.
Well, believe me, I have no intention of abandoning my friends.
Great! So, let me check when the next race is, just to make sure you guys are locked in for this, right? I can go make the bet, and I won't come back to find a little note that says, maybe next time, and then I get flayed again.
I'm right. Going to quietly put away the piece of paper and pen that I was writing maybe next time on.
So, see, the races are every other night, and it does happen to be tonight. So, sound good?
I suppose.
Fantastic.
We're in.
Alright, so, now that it's decided then, I'll go make a exorbitant bet, because if it fails, I'm dead anyway. Well, pleasure meeting you all, pleasure doing business, I'll be back in just a bit. Don't go anywhere.
Please. Patton, grab the parts, let's run.
Or do you say that out loud?
No, this is out of character.
So, she
so
walks
who's
out.
In the room as she leaves?
Also, just so you know, there's one exit to this room, and she is closing the one exit.
Okay, I was, that may or may not have been a potential plan.
And then you hear a click.
Locks the door.
It is still a potential plan. You could still, after doing all of that shit, go, cheesy, and then just fucking bolt. Except,
cheesy. Except she knows what my show is now, and she will know where to find us.
Yeah, because Jerry's a fucking... Okay, so here, let's do a quick mind scenario on this. Hey, I'm Jerry, and this is my show that I need to continue broadcasting. Hey, this will tell them exactly where we are.
Exactly.
Hey, now she has a plan to tell that Minotaur guy, Reflect, that
Now you're getting
Hey, you know
it.
Those guys who ran up a debt and ran out? Yeah, here's where they are all the time.
It's you know, if you pronounce it cleanly, it's something like rack-rack, but that's you can't pronounce it. You can't pronounce it cleanly. You just kind of got to slur all those syllables together.
Rack-rack.
Is he like particular about his pronunciation there?
No.
We're getting off topic. It's a terrible idea to run.
Yes, it is, but it would also be fun. Why do you hate fun? Let him make terrible decisions that
fun
let me laugh
who?
Maniacally. Me!
Yeah, but no, okay. Elias is not going to be like, let's do something really, really stupid.
Yeah, I'm sure it crossed everyone's mind. I think only one person was seriously considering it.
I mean, Jerry might.
Two people were seriously considering it.
Okay.
No.
So, considering this is very long... There's a lot of stuff that we can cut, but considering that this is very long, we will leave it with you guys starting to get to work on that thing, right? And then next time, maybe the big race, maybe you guys all decided to be complete fucking rad idiots.
It's rag regrack. Cheese it!
Just throw down a little smoke bomb like some ninjas and just scram!
John backflips out of the room.
Woo! You'll never catch me!
Realistically, that is such a fucking terrible idea.
You'll never catch me alive! Anyway, so we'll go ahead and close this one out. You can find the podcast on iTunes, on YouTube, and Google Play. You can find us on Twitter at LetMeTellYouPD. You can, like I said at the start of the episode, you can send us an email at letmetellyouabout@gmail.com. That's let me tell you about with three T's, because otherwise it wouldn't fit.
And if you don't want to use email, you can send them to my direct messages on Twitter at revivalmatt_. My DMs are open, so you can send all your questions to Jerry there as well.
Please don't tell people to slide into the DMs.
I said they were open, but you said it for me, so thank you. Anyway.
You can find me here. Send your questions to me through the Discord link that's in every description, or to the email, or to the Twitter, or to not me directly, because I don't have any of those that you can send them to directly, because all I do is this.
You can find me on Twitter at PulpFan69, but you shouldn't follow it because it's literally all in Japanese, and I'm a huge weeb, so just send questions through the Discord.
And before we finally close this one out, I want to give another big thank you to the Patreon at patreon.com/LMTYA, which is short for Let Me Tell You About, which is the main podcast that I do, also on iTunes, YouTube, all that good stuff. But that'll do it for this episode, so we will see you guys next week.